With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Hello and welcome to You Are You Unapologetically, the podcast where we dig deep into what it means to live, lead, and love as your authentic self without apology. I'm your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes, and I want to start by asking you this. Have you ever felt like you weren't enough to step into the role you dreamed of? Or maybe you've been offered an opportunity, but fear and doubt crept in and start talking to you, right? That head chatter so loud that you almost said no. Or for some of you, you said no. Well, if so, you are not alone. In this episode titled Navigating Fear and Doubt While Growing as a Woman Leader, we're diving into the internal battles that don't always make the highlight reel. Because here's the real talk. Leadership isn't just about strategy, titles, or power moves. It's also about managing fear, pushing through doubt, and learning to trust yourself even when your voice shakes, or when you hear voices saying, no, don't do it. So many women leaders feel pressured to have it all together, but behind closed doors, they're battling imposter syndrome, fear of judgment, and the never-ending question, am I really ready for this? Really? This episode is about shedding light on those unseen struggles and reclaiming power through vulnerability. That's right, I said vulnerability. So together, we'll explore how fear can be a signal, not a stop sign, and how doubt doesn't disqualify you from being a leader. It just makes you human. That's it. Through honest stories, practical wisdom, and soul-level encouragement, we're reminding every woman listening, that leadership isn't about being fearless. It's about leading anyway. And so with that note, I just want to share my definition of leadership, and that is helping others to be better as a result of your presence and ensuring the impact lasts in your absence. That was a Harvard Business leadership definition that I love. So with that, whether you're stepping into your first leadership role or navigating the next big leap, this conversation is definitely for you. So let's get into the conversation. How about that? But wait. Before we dive in to the conversation and with our guest, I have to pause and just share, why is this so important? Why is this so important that it's on our podcast? Well, let me tell you why it's so important. Because women everywhere, and I mean everywhere, are stepping into leadership. And it's not new. Whether it's leading a company, building a side business, running a department, or even leading in their own households and communities, because that's leadership too. But here's the challenge. Many of us are carrying silent fears and doubts that hold us back. That's right. That's right. I said that. Yes, silent fears and doubts that's holding us back. We fear failure, so we don't take the leap. We doubt our own worth. We don't think we're worthy enough. We don't think we're enough at all, right, or capable. So we stay silent in meetings or pass up promotions or, you know, even if it's promotion, maybe opportunities that present themselves. We compare ourselves to others and we believe we are not ready or we are not good enough. That's right. I said it, which is not true. So women in leadership all experience moments of fear and doubt, overthinking decisions, second guessing their words, and fearing criticism. See, these unseen struggles can hold back progress and it stifles our unique voices. Yes. So by sharing your voice, by sharing your story and sharing my story and strategies and the story, our guest story, we help empower other women to recognize that fear and doubt, it's normal. Normal. And they can grow as leaders despite those feelings. This is why it matters. Because every time a woman holds herself back, the world misses out on her ideas, on her leadership, and on her impact. Yep, the world misses out. It's not just a personal struggle. It affects families, workplaces, and community. So today's conversation is all about naming those fears, facing those fears, and moving forward anyway. That's what this episode is all about. So to help us navigate this topic, I am so excited that we have a guest who has personally walked through seasons of fear and doubt and come out, and she came out stronger. Mm-hmm. I am so excited to introduce our guest. Our guest is, oh my goodness, see, this is the moment, you guys. This is the moment that you all have been waiting for. I have a phenomenal guest, and I know, you hear me say it. I think all of my guests are phenomenal. So yes, you're going to hear me say it time and time and time again. But nevertheless, let me tell you a little bit about our guest that I have for you guys today. On this juicy topic. Okay. Our guest is both an engineer and business strategist dedicated to helping individuals and organizations unlock their full potential through a powerful blend of technical expertise and strategic business insight. She specializes in guiding professionals, especially midlife women, through career transitions, empowering them with clarity, confidence, and bold action to drive meaningful, measurable results. Her unique approach fuses the precision of engineering with the foresight of business strategies, equipping leaders to make data-driven decisions that enhance operational efficiency, foster innovation, and ensure long-term sustainability. By seamlessly aligning technical capabilities with strategic planning, our guest helps organizations and individuals future-proof their careers and businesses in an ever-evolving landscape. Wait, there's more. As a sought-after coach and mentor, she works closely with leaders navigating complex career shifts, professionals seeking to optimize their potential, and organizations striving for operational excellence. Her hands-on expertise transforms challenges into opportunities, turning midlife into a powerful launchpad for reinvention and long-term success. With years of experience mentoring, emerging, and establishing leaders, our guest, yes, our guest understands the unique challenge women face in leadership roles, whether breaking into executive positions, managing high-performing teams, or balancing ambition with personal fulfillment. She provides women with the mindset, strategies, and practical tools to step into leadership with confidence, cultivate influence, and drive meaningful impact in their industries. See, her clients don't just achieve their goals, they develop the resilience, strategic thinking, and leadership presence needed to continuously elevate their performance and make lasting contributions in their careers and organizations. Okay, you guys, please help me to welcome Seyron Akkari, an engineer, business strategist, and leadership mentor, to the You Are You Unapologetically podcast. Oh my goodness. So happy that you are here. Thank you so much, Seyron, for being here. Now, did I get your name right? Because, you know, I'm good for cutting up some names. So I just want to make sure I got it right. And if I didn't, I would love for you to correct me. And it's okay. I know, because I just chop up things wrong. So did I say it right?
Yes, you did. Yes. Thank you, Dr.
Yay. Okay. Perfect. So let's do this before we dive into our juicy topic, right? Why don't you share with our audience, our listeners, how we met, how we came together, before we talk about navigating fear and doubt while growing as a woman leader? Please.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Kim, for having me. I'm really excited to be a part of your beautiful, lovely platform. As a matter of fact, I'm part of the Speaker Hub Bureau, so I'm a lifetime speaker with them. And when they recruit me, they were hardly, you know, professional enough with me for marketing and finding, you know, podcasts and stages so I can speak at, and that because I'm still a full-time engineer. So when the chief safety officer contacted me, he said, people might wonder if they look at your LinkedIn all say about technology and engineering. They will say, like, where does this come from? Author and mentoring and speaking? So you need kind of like the exposure. You need to be speaking on different podcasts. And I was able even to pitch in different language because I speak Arabic fluent as well. So it's a great platform, Speaker Hub, a great platform if you want to have more exposure, if you want to speak on stages, features in magazines, newspaper, any other publication, if you want to be part of that. So what they did, they actually brought my Instagram page and they merged it with my LinkedIn page and they pitched behalf of me on those podcasts and platforms that align with my message around women empowerment, you know, living your dream, finding your hidden talent, starting a business, leadership, confidence, and all those other topics, which is taking women to the best version of themselves.
Awesome. So I'm so glad that they reached out to me because I am honored to have you. So thank you. I truly appreciate that. And you said Speaker Hub. So I'm quite sure our listeners can Google that and find what exactly you're sharing with us. So thank you for that. So let's dive into our conversation, because we're, like I said, we're talking about navigating fears and doubts while growing as a woman leader. And so what I want to start by asking you to share, right? Because that's why we're here. We're here to share our experience. We're here to share life experience. You know, we're here to share and give some value. And if we have any best practices, you know, we want to be able to share that as well. So definitely here to share. So please share a specific leadership opportunity where you saw or you felt fear, or it was doubt that almost stopped you from taking advantage of that opportunity.
Yes. If I remember for my entire engineering career over 30 years, the one incident that I keep telling my audience or people who ask me this question, it's this incident that really shaped who I am. It's really redefined and sharpened my leadership. And that's happened in my early 30s. I'm in my 50 now, so I'm talking 20 years ago. Yeah, in my early 30s, I was working for a big contract, and we were building towers at Mexican border, and the client who else than Boeing company. So I was already scared because they were our client. So Boeing and Homeland Security, all big names, and they give me the task to actually lead a field activity, being responsible for the site-specific activity, biological opinion, environmental assessment. It was all scary tasks in the beginning. And I had so many waves of doubt and fear because here I am with my accent, with my black eyebrows.
Right.
Although I have the qualification and I'm an engineer, but I enter a room full of people with, you know, high titles from Boeing and Homeland Security. And I have to be so prepared to answer all the questions precisely and concisely. And I keep asking, and the doubt, you know, the inner voice keeps saying, am I ready? Am I capable? Am I really, you know, capable to do this task? Maybe I should ask somebody else. But then I realized that they chose me for this role, not because of my age or being senior at the project. They chose me because they know I will deliver the project and the outcome will be in the best way. So I took the opportunity, but I was very prepared. I was doing my homework. I still remember before every meeting I meet with Boeing and DHS, I was really like doing, like studying, like homework, all the design. I have to be prepared for all the questions they might ask about the design. And not only I met the expectation, I exceeded. And I knew from that, yes, I'm in my early 30s, and there's people who were older and more senior than me. But yet I was able to deliver that task very successfully. So yeah, the fear, Dr. Kim, the fear will never go away. Even if you become expert, even if you have 5 PhD degree, 10 of master degree in your engineering or medicine or finance or anything, the fear will kick every time when you do a new task. So it never go away. You just have to be prepared, walk with the fear. Don't let it, you know, define you. You have to be, okay, I'm ready for it. Let me see how I can really tackle this obstacle in order to deliver the best outcome.
Right, right. No, and I love the point that you just made, that the fear never goes away, or the doubt. And so first, I call doubt head chatter, right? We have that head chatter. So as you were sharing, I heard the head chatter that was going on in your head when you were sharing about, are you ready for this? And you're right, when it comes to fear, it doesn't go away. It's there. And so it's really about, like you said, walking with it, doing with it. And I want to say, do it afraid, right? But it's about managing that emotion that's coming up. And then the head chatter that's speaking to you, managing them both so that you can step into your greatness and be who you were created to be at that moment. And so that's why on the podcast, You Are You Unapologetically, it's really speaking about you being you. Because I tell everyone, no one can do you better. No one. And when we can think about that, right? before we do a speech, before we do, like, no one can do this better than me because it's me. It helps to calm down or pause that head chatter and help you to look at that fear in the face. So no, I get it. I get it. I 100% get what you're saying. What about some doubts, right? That let's think about leaders, women leaders today. What are some of the doubts that you think most women leaders face today? And like I said, when I talk about doubt, I'm talking about that head chatter. Share some things with me what you think about women leaders and some of the doubts that they're trying to manage or shake off.
Yes, from my many clients that I coach or I mentor at the Women in Technology or Women in Engineering, I listen to younger engineer, midlife, and especially now I listen to a lot of women who are ready to exit their career. They're in their mid-50s and they are planning for their future, what's happening after retirement. And I ask them, what's the reinvention stage? They said, reinvent. What do you mean? We are just planning to retire and enjoy the paycheck and go to vacation. And I asked them, I said, is that really what you want? That's it? You're just going to pay a paycheck and go vacation and take a couple of pictures and having a fancy dinner? They said, what else? I said, you have a lot to offer. Your midlife should not be a waiting room. It's a new frontier. It's is that you need to rethink and reinvent, say, what's after this? My kids are growing, they are out of, you know, the house, they finished school. I should not call myself, I'm in a midlife crisis. I don't like that word. I said, you are in midlife priceless. This is a trophy in your hand. This is not a crisis. It's not crisis at all. And even when I tell them, don't call yourself empty nester. Why you empty it? Who empty it? So you are defined by your kids. It's not empty. You can fill it with passion, with hobby, with thing or small business that really, really define who you are, that speak to your soul and align with your purpose in life. So going back to your question, Dr. Kim, there's a lot of doubt that I hear from those women because they keep bringing up that I am old or this is too late to start. I'm 55. I'm retiring. It's too late. Yeah, I am too late. I'm not ready. I don't have the qualification. I don't have those abilities. And I hear it also from women in higher management. I have one woman last year that I coached. She was like higher up on procurement and she was doubting her leadership ability because she was telling me she feel like she have two personalities. She's very bold and tough at work, and she's very soft and lovely at home. I told her, I said, what's wrong with that? You are a mommy, you are a wife, you are a sister, you are a friend. She said, well, this is like a double standard. I am soft at home and I am tough at work. I said, nothing wrong that your brain speaking with your heart. That's where the alignment coming, Dr. Kim, right? You need to have that soft leader afraid to be soft. No, you should have a little bit of empathy. You have to feel your employee. You have to feel your team. You can't just be bold all the time. And I know that from my own experience, because when I started my career as a team lead and a leader in my work and in my business, I got this comment about me being so direct and bold and always this engineering personality and pop up as like, oh, everything should add up. In business, 1 + 1 not always equal 2. This is not an equation you solve. It's not a math, right? Business, there is up and down. One year you make money, another year you don't make money. So it's not an equation that you solve. So those doubt with those women, when they share it with me, I let them speak about their doubt, but then I tell them, don't feel that people who made it, they never had those doubts. All the women that inspire you, Dr. Kim, look at their story. They never wait. They never wait for permission. They didn't wait for so long. They jumped to it. They jumped to the opportunity and they figure things out as they go. Because it's not a manual you read and you said, if I follow this manual, then I will be successful. Right? The doubt will still be there. Main key is just to take action and start.
So let me ask you, and it's a two-part question. So are there any fears that you had to navigate in stepping in, when you're stepping into a leadership role, one, and then two, if so or if not, what habits or practices have you used to help you build your confidence?
Yes. So going back to the fear and doubt, again, you're not going to have a magic recipe to eliminate it totally. It will still be there. But you have to ask yourself a question if those fears are real or if they're outdated beliefs.
Yes.
Time those doubts are outdated beliefs. Our beliefs that we have when we were teenage, when we were in over 20, when we were failing in certain projects, we carry those beliefs with us until our mid-50.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I'm sorry cutting in because you said outdated beliefs. I always hear limiting beliefs, but you're putting a different spin on it, something totally different. Outdated beliefs. Yes, go ahead.
That expires because if you look at yourself when you are in 20 and 30, the level of the confidence and the executive presence you have now, it's not the same. You build those confidence as you go. You build it day by day. It's not a magician act. It's not a 48 hours process that you can go through it so you can get rid of all your doubt and fear and you become fully confident. I still remember the first time when I speak at the stage, I literally forgot my name because I was always the woman who's in the background who's solving complex equation. She's smart in math. She can do any equation you want. She designed anything you want. But I was never that woman who can be in a panel answering difficult questions, being challenged, throwing on the stages with men and women and speak. I never thought in a million years I will be in a summit last year with Les Brown.
Wow.
I was dreaming to see Les Brown from 10 Milo. And I end up being at a summit speaking with him. And those things that scare you, it's an indication. It's like an engineering signal. When you are scared and fear, that means you are really going or standing on something really big. It's why you are scared and comfortable. And when you finish that task or you finish that project, you become a better version of yourself. Because I remember when the Speaker Hub Summit contacted me that I'll be with Les Brown, I was like, I will forget my name. I don't know how I'm going to speak with him. Because I still listen to him. He's like the ideal speaker to me, right? But when you do it, you'll be proud that you took action and you did not let the fear lead you. You're not allowing the fear to lead you. You're just going to walk with the fear and say, hey, I'm your friend. Let's just finish this.
Oh, and I love that. I love that because as you were speaking about it, that's something that I thought about. Like, fear isn't really our enemy. It's really our friend. And fear is going to make you step out of your comfort zone. And so it invades your comfort zone if you don't step out. To make you step out of your comfort zone. So I love that idea of, you know, fear is your friend as well. Now, let me ask you this, because we live in a world full of criticisms and we live in a world full of failure, right? So how do you handle criticism and how do you handle setbacks or failures? How do you handle that?
Oh, failures. I fail a million times. I can write a book about it and it will be best selling in Amazon.
Yes.
Because every time I thought I'm the smart engineer, I can handle it in the business, same model in business, I was wrong. But I learned a big lesson. And being criticized or being like challenged, it's a good thing because when you are challenged, you grow. And not every time people who criticize you, they want you to fail or they are your enemy. And I think I saw something on Instagram. Mike Tyson, it was a clip about Mike Tyson. He said, I can give you my experience in life that not everyone who's your enemy, it's really one harmed you or not every friend. I don't want to quote him wrong. Like not every friend want the best for you.
So right. I got you.
Yes. No, and that's from Mike Tyson. Imagine how much experience he's seen in his life, good and bad, right? Who can summarize this in this quote? And sometimes those critics, it's positive for you because you need to separate the message from the emotion.
Yes.
And I found that on myself, it got better when I age, because a human being by default, we react to a negative message, to a harsh email or someone who criticizes us. How dare they are? Do they know me? Look at my LinkedIn. I'm so qualified. How dare they criticize me?
Right.
But exactly. If you separate that message from the emotion and just think about it for a little bit.
Oh, I love it.
I'm sure if for people who are listening to this podcast, if you go back and listen, because this happened to me, I go back and listen and remember what people said about the way how I handle my work and my business in a negative connotation, not belittle you. I'm not talking about that. But in a way, they challenge you saying, we saw what you're doing, but if you tweak this or if you change this, at the moment, you take it personal. It's a human nature. It's a default. I mean, how dare she? She's in her 20s criticizing me. But if you think about it carefully, if you go deep down, you will see that they did a favor to you. And they did, it was a free mentoring or a free consultation. They just give you that criticism point about something you have done that really need your attention. And I handle it now better as I'm age, because when I was younger, I thought just because I have a degree in engineering, I'm always right because I'm very good in science. I'm very good at math. No one should correct me. When I start doing my business, I knew business model is so much different than a day job. Because in business, the more you learn, the more you find out you haven't learned anything. You still have a lot to learn about it. So accept those comments. Don't always treat them like a negative feedback. It might serve you on the long run.
Awesome. No, I love that when you stated separate the message from the emotions. And so as a emotional wellness coach, that is on point, because we have to do that, right? Your emotions are going to come up, but then you have to be able to manage that. And perfect. First, how do you manage it? You want to separate that message from the emotion. You still have to deal with them both, but deal with them separately and recognize what is the message, what is being said, and then what is the emotion that you're attaching to that message, right? Detach it, separate it. I love that. I love that. Okay. So for our listeners, what would be a takeaway or advice that you would give women who still feel that they're not ready yet? That woman who says, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to lead. No, I'm not there yet.
Yes. And this applies for if you want to start a business, you will never be ready. You will never be ready to start a business. Just jump, right? You will never be ready. So why they said, a lot of people said, even start before you are ready. Because when you start, you take that initiative, the very first step is always the hardest, because you feel like your foot is on the mud, like it's very muddy beginning. But when you start and you pick up the momentum, that's when you go to the next step from A to B, B to C, and you get to the career or that business that you've always been dreaming about. So going back to your question, what is my advice? I never change the three powerful pillars that I share with my client. With all the women, men and women, midlife, if you think that you are too late, I'm not ready, I need the next certification, I need to have master's, my advice is just to sit down with yourself, pause for a moment, and think about it in a clear mindset, meaning three pillars of engineering always apply to real life as well. When you have a building, you first start with the foundation, then you build the building, the wall, the doors, the windows, then you have the roof, which is protect your building. Same metaphor you can apply to your business or any project. You want to do a TED Talk, you want to have your PhD degree, you want to have your master, you want to start a business, you want to open a bakery, any project you have, the very first pillar is the foundation, which is clarity. You have to have gained clarity. Where are you exactly going? just like a navigator, you have to have a map, a blueprint. I'm clear. I want to open that project this year. I want to write this book this year. I want to do TED Talk within 6 months. So when you clear, that's what the momentum start picking up. Then the second thing, the building, again, the engineering mindset pop up with me. The building is the action. Without action, Dr. Kim, we can speak from now until next year doing nothing, right? Talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. Everyone can speak for hours without doing anything doesn't mean anything. So the action, it's really what really take you to the next step. So the action is the building, is the walls, the window, is the structure of the building. Then the most important things towards the end, the ceiling of the building, is the consistency. You have to consistently doing what you are doing in your business and your project. For example, if you clear that you want to be a speaker, you're going to drop everything. I love to speak. I want to be on the stage. I'm going to, you know, take classes in speaking. First, you are clear that you want to be a speaker. That's the foundation. Second, you have to take action. And action doesn't mean that you have to sit down and just listening to Brian Tracy or Les Brown or Tony Robinson because they are the speaker. You have to speak yourself. You have to take the action. You have to start small, start speaking a podcast, association, a small audience, 200, 500 audience, two TED Talk, an event. So that's the action. The roof that which protect your business as a speaker is the consistency. You cannot just speak one time and leave. Oh, you know, I got paid. I was with the important, you know, elite speaker on the stages, then I'm good to go. No, you are not. Les Brown, he's been speaking for the past 45, 50 years. That's what is make him Les Brown. He didn't just been in two stages and make 1,000 and he left. He's still speaking. He's in late 70. He's better than ever because consistency, the roof of the foundation of that building is the consistency. So that's what I advise every audience to be clear, take action, and be consistent.
Yes, I love it. Clarity, take action, consistency. And what I like about what you shared, you said it's not only about, you know, stepping into a leadership role or, you know, it can be applied to any project that you have. And so I really appreciate that so much. Thank you for definitely coming and sharing all of this juicy advice and knowledge that you have given us. What I would love for you to do is please share, how can our listeners connect with you? Feel free to provide website information, LinkedIn, any social media, telephone number, whatever field you feel comfortable. Please share that now so that our listeners who really want to connect with you can connect with you.
So thank you, Dr. Kim. So for the sake of your audience, if they mention your name and your platform and your podcast, they will get complimentary session with me and an Instagram for starting their business. If they are having a hidden talent or a hidden gem or something they wanted to start a business from scratch, no money, they can contact me. If they mention your name, I will give them complimentary 15 minutes and an Instagram. And also if they have a LinkedIn page and if they want to advance the LinkedIn page, kind of like make it more appealing if they want a promotion or pivoting in their career, they can also contact me by mentioning your name. I'll give them 15 minutes complimentary in LinkedIn page as well. I do have a website. Everything is under my name. So my website, Sairana Krawi. I know I have a very hard last name. I know that, but that's what my website, SairanaKrawi.com. I'm available on Instagram, Sairana Krawi, one word. And also I'm in LinkedIn. And again, just start now. Don't wait. Things are changing. A blink of eyes with AI, with the technology. If you don't start today, then when? Just start.
Exactly. Don't hesitate. Don't talk yourself out of it. Just start. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There you have it, you guys. Sairana Krawi for being here, the engineer, business strategic, and leadership mentor. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you. So you guys, I just have a little bit more for you. And so what I'm going to do is I'll be back after a short little pause. See you in a bit. So I'm back. Wasn't that amazing? Wasn't that really, really good information? Thank you again, Sayron. Thank you so much. She really, really shared so much. But what I want to do is let's pause and highlight some key takeaways that I got from today's conversation with Sayron. And so the first takeaway I got was fear and doubt. They're normal. And it doesn't mean that you are not capable. No, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that I'm not capable. The second is courage. Courage isn't the absence of fear. It's choosing to move forward despite of. Sayron said, just push through. Push, push, push. Yes. So the third thing that I took away was building habits like journaling, connecting with mentors, and celebrating small wins. You can build your confidence over time by doing these things and building habits. Yes, we're not about suffering alone. Not at all. And the fourth thing that I want to share that I did get from this conversation is you don't, I don't, we don't, right? I may not be pronouncing it grammatically correct, but we don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be perfect. And I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to know it all to step into leadership. I don't. You don't. And so I want you to be reminded that this here, we're not doing this alone. We have a community with us. And so these are the things that what I just shared is what spoke out to me. And I just wanted to share and give my two cents, right, to it. All right. So we never end an episode without action steps because if not, I mean, if so, then all we're doing is talking. And we're not about just talking. I'm just saying we're not. So here are some action steps that you can take for our listeners who really got something from the conversation today. I want you to write down one leadership goal. See, the thing about our action steps, they're not big, right? Something small. So just one leadership goal you've been putting off. What is that leadership goal that you've been putting off? Is it stepping up, being a leader in a club that you're in, at church, in your community, even in your family? Name the fear or the doubt. And I want you to be clear, fear and doubt is two different things, but name it. What's behind why you haven't moved forward? Put a name to it. Again, put a name to it. The third thing I want you to do is I want you to decide on one small step you can take this week. And it's a baby step, right? I'm not asking you to take a leap, right? Take a baby step. Send an email or make a call or sign up for the class or volunteer to be that leader, right? Take a baby step. And then, as always, I want you to share your progress. Share your progress with someone that you trust or share your progress with me. Feel free, right, to reach out to any of our social media handles or email me directly. You guys have my email address. Because we want to celebrate you. We want to celebrate you for taking the action steps, that is, that we give for this episode. And as always, I love to end all of my podcasts with this one reminder. society, rigid expectations, and their endless opinions of self-expression and self-appreciation, they weigh heavy on us. They feel challenging and daunting. And because of that, we just ride the wave. We just hide. We just dumb down or go with the flow. But I'm here to tell you, you are you unapologetically. And that means being true to how you were created and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. When you walk in the room, regardless, people are going to talk. There are going to be people who are not going to like you just because you showed up. You have no control over that. And you also have no time to be intimidated by the presence of others and think so little of yourself. So when you show up without pretense or hesitation, I keep sharing this with you. The world cannot dull your glamour. They can't. They can't. And most importantly, what you will do, you will be inspired to shine your light and share your light with others so that not only they can get a glimpse of your light, but they can tap into their own brilliance, which is so amazing. So let's all agree to put an end to this disparaging mindset and begin to own our own authentic self, own your own authentic self. Join me here, because I'll be here in a safe space where I'm always initiating conversations about you being you, because you are you unapologetically, and no one, absolutely no one, is better at being you. So thank you so much for being here today. And to every woman that is listening, I need you to know you are enough. You are capable, and you are the leader that you were created to be. Your leadership matters more than you know. So step into your leadership. Step into that role. Step into it. Thank you again. Thank you, our guest, for being here, Siron. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your authenticity with us today. And thank each and every one of you listeners for joining me on You Are You Unapologetically. Now, if today's conversation spoke to you, if it moved you, if it touched you, please share it. Share this episode with another person, with another woman who might need the encouragement, because we do need the encouragement. And I would love, 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 love to hear from you. So be sure to like and subscribe to our channel, right? We do have a YouTube channel for our podcast as well. But most importantly, you can comment or you can send me an email or a message on any of our social media platforms. Believe me, I will get the message. Whatever platform you choose to use, I will get the message. So until next time, I want you to remember this. Keep being you unapologetically. Because like I said before, you are you, and no one is better at being you than you. That's it for now. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at kimrgrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.